We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting a third of the way down by the two dots, Uvishtei Toidos. Beginning on the line of Loilu Dairus, we end on the line of Uvishtei Toidos, the two dots. It says, one of the ways you Mekadesh the Azara, and you Mekadesh the ear, if you want to make it bigger, is you have the Melech, the Navi, the Urim V'tumim, the 71 Zakenim, and you also have Shtei Toidos. We're not sure what it means yet. We spoke on the Mishnah what it means, but we're not sure what it means, Shtei Toidos and Shir. Zok the Gemara of Shtei Toidos. And as we spoke out in yesterday's Shir, that it's learned out from Nehemiah, the Shtei Toidos. When Nehemiah came, I was Mekadesh, the second Beis HaMikdash, that's to use the Shtei Toidos. Zok the Gemara, besides for the other things. Tana, Shtei Toidos, Sha'amru, it means Balachman. When you talk about two Toidos, you mean two loaves of bread from the Taida. We know the Taida came with 40 loaves of bread. 30 of them were matzah and 10 were chametz. So when we say Shtei Taidais, we mean two breads. We'll see which ones. Sha'amru b'lachman. But loiv b'sarim doesn't mean two carbon Taidas, the animals. It doesn't mean the bottom, it means the meat. It means the lechem. How do you know it means the lechem? Omer Chesed, Omer Kra, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, the Pasuk says, Va'ala es Sari Yehuda ma'ala chayma. Pasuk Sari Yehuda means the Sanhedrin. Va'amida shtei toidos. Now Rashi learns ma'ala chayma means right outside the wall. Va'amida shtei toidos gedolos. V'taluchos liyamin ma'ala chayma l'shar ha'ashpais. We walked with the shtei toidos on the right side, to the right, ma'ala chayma l'shar ha'ashpais, which means you walked clockwise around the wall, in order to mekadosh the wall of Yerushalayim, to re-mekadosh it, to re-institute the kedusha of Yerushalayim, and you're going clockwise, therefore it's to your right. But the pasuk says, "Va'amidah shtei toidos gedolos v'taluchos yamin ma'al chayma." My gedolos, what does it mean? Two big toidos. What does that mean? Elay, so we're still not sure what it means. It doesn't mean the animals. Elay min gadol mamish, which means that you could bring a carbon toida from baka or tzoin, from cattle or just smaller animals like sheep or a cow. So if it means like an ox or a cow, name a parim, say it straight, what gedolah? Say, shtei toidos parim, say it the way it is. Ella must mean, gedolah sabinam, it still means, it means animals, it means you have big animals. Freit the Gemara, mi chashivus kam shemaya, is there a chashivus klape shemaya of bringing gedolahs, big animals? Vatayim went to the braisa, nemar ba'oilois behema. It says also by us, I have the same exact lashon. Yisherech nechayach. Mincha also says Yisherech nechayach. Melamed to teach us echad amar bev echad amamit. Say if you bring a lot or little, or vachi chav is the beloved shemaim. The ikke is the kavana leovish of a shemaim. So it can mean something that's big. Now Tosfos asks, don't we know Tosfos demaskol leman lamdecha? Don't we know that it says ham yuchash of edra? It says you should always bring the best one. And it's a paradum also. You find a nicer one. We learned before, and daf yiralef, that if you find a nicer one, you bring a new one. So you see, this is didn't bring a nicer one. And for Tosfos, that's then in the person. Klapei Shemaya, Hashem in His carbon makes no difference how big it is. You to break your midas, you have to bring the best thing, and don't be cheap on your carbon. That's what I mean. You have to bring the mufchash of an adracha, but be'etzem it's not a betzem carbon. It's just out to you. You have to bring the better thing. So the Gemara's kashya is the pasuk wouldn't say he broke gedolos. You don't need mekadosh. It makes a difference gedolos or not. It's the same thing. Klapei Shemaya. So gedolos can mean that's big b'mina. So what does gedolos mean? So Gemara says Ella must be gedolos shevetayda. It means to refer to something to do with tayda. Well, mind you, what is that? That's the chametz. It must be we're talking about the breads, the loaves of bread that come with it. And it must be saying the big ones out of the 40. The big ones. Now, what are the big ones? The big ones are chametz. How do we know? The time we went to the Mishnah. So Gedolah is trying to tell you chametz. And the puzzle wants to say first chametz, because that's not a kavadik. Chametz is not a good thing, dafka. So the Gedolah is beremes to refer to the bigger chalas. And chametz is always bigger than the matzah. Why? The tan. Hatayda is about mechametz sham yishlamis. The toida, the carbon of the lechem of the toida, came at a 5 sa'im yishamis, which is shesh midbarius. Because when it came to yishamis, they made the sa'as bigger by a 6th milbar, and that's why from 6 midbarius turned into 5 sa'im of yishamis. Now, 6 midbarius, shein shtei eifais, because 3 sa'as are eifa, and every eifa we know is 10 yisarin. It says, va'imer siris eifa hi. So the yisarin is Isarin is a tenth of an Eifa. So every Eifa, which is 3 Sarim, is 10 Isarin. So how many Yisarin is two Eifas? Is Esrim Yisarin. Ve'Eifas Shal Yisarin, Esrim Yisarin. So we know that the carbon mincha is altogether 20 Yisarin. So now we split it up. The part we learn from Psukim that corresponding to the matzah is, that's how much chametz it is. So it comes out for 30 chalas is asara isarin, and for 10 chalas is asara isarin. Esrim isarin, asara lachametz, 10 isarin are for chametz, and 10, basically, an eifa for chametz and an eifa for matzah, v'asara lamatzah. Uva matzah, there's shloisha minim, there are three minim, chalas shakikim revucha, and by chametz is one. So now, it's pashut, that every chametz tikka loaf, and we know each one is 10 loaves, so each chametzika loaf is three times the size of a matzah loaf. So it says gedolos. When it says gedolos, we know it means chametz. It's a code word to say chametz. That's what it is. It's a code word to saying chametz. Hakaponim. So now we just want to know. The Mishnah says shtei taidas. How do we know it means? How do we know shtei taidas means lechem and not the basa? Teretz says gedolos. By gedolos, it can't refer to a behemoth because it makes no difference by gedolos. And if we want to say par, it should have said a par and not a tzoyin. Teretz is that it means to referring to the code word for referring to chametz and saying not matzah, and those are loaves of bread you'll take. And this is how you mekadesh the Yerushalayim. Why? Because we'll see in a second in the Gemara, because this Titus kachim kalim, and kachim kalim are eaten dafka in Yerushalayim. Therefore, that's mekadesh Yerushalayim. When it comes to mekadesh Azara, we'll see we need a different type of mincha, not the mincha of a Titus, not the lechem of a Titus. We'll need a mincha that's kachim kachim, which can be only eaten in the Azara.